The week-long assault on the Syrian city of Homs continues. Government forces pounding the neighbourhood of Baba Amr with artillery and rocket fire. Activists say more than 80 people have died in the violence across the country over the past 24 hours, and that more than 6,000 people have been killed so far in this 11-month-long uprising up against President Bashar al-Assad. Robert Bakazi is a supporter of the Assad regime and a public voice at pro-regime rallies in Melbourne. Yesterday, he spoke with James Carlton.
The media's oversimplification of the issues in Syria, it's being presented as a Hollywood-inspired good versus evil battle. The situation in Syria is a lot more complicated than the easy sell of a dictator versus his people who want freedom.
How so?
Okay, Syria is the last of the Arab secular regimes. It is a regime that has been able to balance the freedoms of its people regardless of their religious background, at the same time preserving the role not only of minorities but of women. And that's totally under threat with what's happening now.
But you must concede that the suppression of sectarianism has come at a very high price.
Well, I understand what you're saying. It's come at a very high price. But I don't think that the government's been giving any chance to bring about reform. A new constitution, which was written and was finalised on Tuesday, was never given the chance. There's an agenda here. It's regime change. And the events in the UN a few days ago were aimed at making sure that no dialogue took place or any sort of peaceful transition could occur, but rather a model that has been used in Iraq and Afghanistan and now recently in Libya also was going to be used in Syria to impose through military or other means a complete regime change. That's the agenda here.
But Bashar al-Assad and his father had decades of opportunity to have a Syrian-inspired, non-intervention transition to democracy, but chose not to.
Look, I'll tell you that the Assad opposition, or the opposition to the Syrian Ba'ath Party rule, are two groups that are within Syria and those that are in exile. Those that are outside, with the urging from foreign powers, want a military solution, the overthrow of the Syrian government. Those that are inside are on the verge of talks with the Syrian government to find a peaceful transition to power. So there is very much a peaceful opposition, and it came out in the very early days of this conflict, but it soon they soon withdrew into their homes because they were usurped by insurgencies and Islamic fundamentalists who have been armed by outside to violently overthrow the regime.
And those who do reject that, those who oppose Assad through peaceful, democratic, civilian, secular means, do you concede they too are being jailed and tortured and killed by the regime?
Look, the regime has made many mistakes, many mistakes in the past. It's missed too many opportunities for reform. But the alternative that is being presented is so barbaric that the vast majority of Syrians, regardless of whether they want Assad in the long run or not, reject what is happening in Syria today.
But is the killing and torturing and jailing without trial of peaceful, non-violent protesters and their children really classified as a mistake? Isn't it more than that?
When you're telling me about the killing of non-violent protesters, and I just see this as part of the blur, and I'd want more information than the sources that the media relies on today and so easily quote. Syrian opposition sources suggested that such and such happened.
Well, let's turn to something in history then where there's no dispute. In 1982, almost 30 years ago to the day, there was a Muslim Brotherhood uprising in Hama, just a few kilometres from Homs. Insurgents, Islamist insurgents, killed around 70 soldiers and police and Ba'ath Party officials. In response, the then President Bashar al-Assad's father, Hafez al-Assad, ordered the army and air force in with estimates of between 10 and 40,000 killed, civilians overwhelmingly.
Yes, the Hama incidents, the unfortunate and terrible Hama incidents, were the conclusion of many years of warfare. But I'd like to point out that took place with cover by the very regimes and governments that are now calling on Bashar al-Assad to leave power. So it was with US acquiescence and it was with Saudi support that the Syrian government took on and fought the Muslim Brotherhood at the time.
Western hypocrisy aside, though, should Hafez al-Assad's son, the current President Bashar, repeat that brutal response because, as you say, it destroyed the resistance, it destroyed the Muslim Brotherhood for more than a decade.
If you're able to understand the Arabic language and you watch the satellite stations, you will hear the endless numbers of callers asking the Syrian government and the Syrian army why it has not as yet acted decisively to free them from what they consider to be a reign of terror in neighbourhoods of Homs and other cities. So there are always two perspectives to these issues.
And what's your perspective? Should we see something like the Hamar massacre of 30 years ago?
Absolutely not. I don't think that the Syrian government is doing anything of the sort. But at the same time, as a Lebanese of Christian background, I see the fate of the Christians of Iraq, and I fear for the 2.5 million Christians and other many millions of other minorities in Syria if Islamists are to take power, and I fear the spill-on effect that it will certainly have when it comes to Lebanon. So what I want to see is the West stop treating the Middle East as though it's some chessboard and move away from a model of arming Islamists. Why are we making the same mistakes again? Why are we fighting in Afghanistan the very people that we're supporting in Syria? And regardless of how awful the Syrian regime is, the alternative is many times worse.
But doesn't Syria already back Islamists in the form of Hezbollah in Lebanon?
Hezbollah are not an Islamist organisation. It actually comes from a very non-radical version of Shiite Islam that is very accepting of the presence of other groups within society.
But it is not a secular party, and Hezbollah is also supported by the mullahs and the supreme commander in Iran, which is, of course, the very antithesis of secularism.
Well, yes, it does have its ties to particularly its spiritual ties to Iran in the same way that the Australian Catholic Church has its ties to the Vatican. And I can't accept it as being classified as a terrorist force in any way.
If Lebanon can be a multi-faith democracy, why can't its neighbour Syria?
It is.
Syria is a democracy?
Syria is a lot more democratic than most of the regimes in the region that are calling for its downfall. Qatar, Bahrain, the West's hypocrisy to the max, where 80% of the population are on the streets protesting against its autocratic king ruler. Yet the majority of Syrians still support their government till now.
On what basis do you make the claim? I'm sure Pyongyang says the people of North Korea overwhelmingly support their president.
I can just go by BBC statistics that showed that 55% of the Syrian people support their president, and that was barely 3 weeks ago.
So why then do you think he got 98% of the vote at the presidential election?
Look, I'm not going to dispute to you that Syria is far from the idealistic model of what a democratic society looks like.
So you support the peaceful reform movement?
Of course I do, and of course I support the change that needs to occur.
Well, if you expressed that support in Damascus, would you not run the risk of being tortured and even killed, your children included?
Absolutely not. There are many, many, many people doing so.
So are you saying that it's perfectly safe to peacefully and publicly oppose the Assad regime from within Syria without any inhuman reaction from the government?
I think that's a big ask. You know, I'd have to be on the ground to be able to make a call like that. What I do see, even on Syrian state television, are members of the opposition openly calling for reform, and some of them even calling for a change of president.
Robert Lukhazy, a supporter of the government of President Bashar al-Assad. And James has also been talking to members of the Anti-Assad Organising Committee in Australia. And on Monday, we'll hear from those supporting the uprising.